Metropolis, Illinois celebrates its fictitious hometown hero, Superman, this weekend. Tens of thousands of fans are expected to make a pilgrimage to this mecca along the Ohio River to buy memorabilia, go on the rides, and meet celebrities. Noelle Neal, who played Lois Lane in the 1953 TV series, was declared First Lady by Mayor Beth Clanahan Thursday. She got a plaque and a key to the city. The pilgrims will likely also visit the Superman Museum, which is run by Jim Hambrick. He opened it 10 years ago, and he's on the phone. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
How's business?
Super.
Now, this town is actually 164 years old, and it's been called Metropolis for that long.
Right.
So what happened in 1972? The Illinois legislature got into the act, right?
Yeah, the House of Representatives, they officially passed this as home of Superman.
The festival began in 1978.
Yes.
And this was to get tourists, I guess, to come, right?
Yeah, well, you know, the DC Comics had been using the name Metropolis as a city in their comic books for a lot of years. So we went to, at that time, they went to DC Comics and said, you know, you've been using our city in your comic books. How about an exchange and letting us use your character in our city to promote goodwill? And so for $1 a year, we get the okay.
So how much stuff is in your museum?
I've got over 75,000 items on display. When the internet came around, we opened up SupermanCollectors.com, and we now have almost 100 affiliates. We are the largest selection of Superman merchandise on this planet. We sell a lot of souvenirs. We have a lot of collectors, and we got people coming in here from Australia and France, all over the world.
What do you do to celebrate this weekend?
I have a lot of friends here. I bring in about 250 collector friends that I've been trading and buying and selling and so forth. And we've been, you know, a lot of friends of mine for many, many years. And I bring them in here and feed them and let them have a good time. And we trade, sell, and lie to each other all weekend. And we have an auction. And there's at the auction, you've got Superman items ranging anywhere between $5,000 to $50,000.
Jim Hambrick opened his Superman Museum in Metropolis, Illinois in 1993. This weekend is the annual Superman Festival in Metropolis. Jim, thanks a lot. Have a lot of fun.
All right. Anybody out there, you looking for something to do, bring the family. You're going to have a lot of fun.